Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
In this interview, I'm speaking with Claudia Wirtz. And Claudia, first of all, tell me who you work for and the type of reporting that you do for your organization.
I work for the Neue Zürcher Zeitung. This is a famous German-speaking newspaper. It is issued in Switzerland, but it has a worldwide distribution. And I am working for the domestic part, Swiss politics, and one of my focuses is agricultural policy, Swiss agricultural policy.
Okay, so you have experience then working with journalists who are not focused solely on agriculture, and this gives you a little different perspective than some of the people here. I thought it was interesting, some of the comments you made, especially how other reporters or journalists view agriculture, especially in Switzerland. Could you just review some of those comments that you made about how you think your fellow journalists look at farmers in particular?
I think there is no common image. And even in the same person, you will probably find different images. As I have mentioned also in my speech, many journalists don't really much about agriculture. They only know a little. And so sometimes when they are angry with the farmers, for instance, when they see some castration of pigs or bad animal treatment or something like that, they do get angry, and also the articles are going to be angry. But on the other hand side, they feel sad when they hear that farmers have to give up their farms, and they would write another article about that one. So it is very hard to say what actually the pictures are you get. I think this is a large variety. But as a general trend, I would say that the journalists do get more critical, especially about the financial issue, of course, because agriculture is very expensive in Switzerland. It's probably the most expensive in the whole world. And as we are going to have more problems in the cities, and as we are going to have, say, immigration problems in the cities, for instance, and other sorts of problems, social problems, also journalists, they do have less understanding for subsidies for farmers.
Now, we also heard a presentation here today about this campaign to educate the public about agriculture and farming. In your perspective, has that been an effective way for farmers to try to communicate with the general public?
I think it is, actually. And also this brunch is very successful. But it can all be destroyed with one single bad press. Mm-hmm. And farmers should be very much aware of that. They can build something up for years and years and years, and suddenly it can be destroyed. For instance, when a few years ago, I don't know how you call it in English, this Maul- und Klauenseuche, this problem in Europe with the sheep, and when they had to burn all the sheep in England and also in France and everywhere, and you could see on the television all these mountains of sheep, dead sheep being burned. I think many people find this extremely disgusting, and so you cannot. Such things can destroy very much of this picture that has been built up for years and years. And I think this is because the food problem is something very sensitive. And also when a lot of taxpayers' money is involved, it gets even more sensitive. And so the farmers should be really careful about what they do and not make movements against themselves. They should think more about the whole concept of communication in the campaign, with a brunch, but also in their political, on their political agenda and their political work. This should be all everything together, and they should try not to have some things that don't meet. So they should be they should find a way to communicate or see communication as one whole thing. It's not just a campaign. Mm-hmm. Communication is one whole big business, and they should try to make this actually really one, and not have different ways of responding to political issues, but telling something different in their campaign.
Now, you did say that your fellow journalists, to a certain degree, have somewhat of a negative view of farmers, especially as it relates to the whole financial issue. I thought it was interesting that you said that it used to be that you thought of farmers feeding the country. Now it's taxpayers feeding the farmer. You also think that agricultural groups and companies do a pretty good job from a public relations standpoint.
Yes, I do think so. And I think in general we still have a positive image of agriculture in the media in Switzerland. But for instance, this pig castration issue, it was discussed largely and everywhere. And you could see it on TV, and it was really horrible to watch it. And people don't like to see this. And when you have something like that, people get angry because they believe we pay a lot for our food, we pay a lot of tax. Why do they do this to the animals? Of course, there are good reasons for that, but this is the reaction of the consumer and also of the journalists. I have not seen one article about this castration issue which was positive or which was trying to explain why, but everybody agreed that this must be finished.
Thank you very much, Claudia Wirtz, for the interview and your presentation here today.